Good morning, church. So, that's odd. I must have set that. Did you have the seats or the sheet? Well, any rate. Nope, that's not the right one. Oh, well, set it down the wrong place. That's what I get. Welcome to worship today. You know, God sometimes knows what's going to happen a long time before we do. I suppose maybe God knew that my voice wasn't going to be the best today, so we're going to have someone else who's going to be sharing the story of Elizabeth, one of the relatives of Jesus this morning, as we continue to take another step on the way towards Bethlehem and on the way towards Christmas. But I'm going to start with our announcements this morning. Sorry for my voice, everyone, and don't worry, I will not be touching communion today. Don't worry about it. Please sign the attendance pads in your pew. As always, that is extremely helpful for us. We really appreciate it when you do that. And if you have any new contact information, please add that as well. Our mission offering for this month is going to be going to Loaves and Fishes. It's one of our local food pantries as we continue to... Really, this is the time of year we need to help them get ready for the lean months of winter. People give a lot this time of year, and then they often don't give a lot the next couple of months. So please give as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Please give generously so that they'll have the resources they need to provide for people through these cold winter months. I don't have a ton of other announcements, but there is a lot of youth stuff coming up. So I'd like to make sure to turn your attention to that. Oh, and I need to say this. Got a few things. First off, after church today will be a potluck, a free will donation potluck. The money that we raise today is going to be going towards helping our youth go to the Winter Extreme Conference, or Winter Extreme Retreat, I should say, up at Lake Geneva in Wisconsin the first weekend in March. So it's purely by donation. Whatever you want to give is great. We just ask you to give as you're able. It's for the students to have something, and I am told there is going to be a mountain of food. So we need you all to come back and tuck in, okay? Because so we don't have tons and tons of leftovers. So please come and join us. It's going to be a great time after the 10 o'clock service. Next week, we are going to be doing caroling after the 10 o'clock service. We already have many, many people signed up to go Christmas caroling. There's a big green sheet out there. You do not need to have a great voice. You need to have the joy of Christ in your heart. But please sign up. We're going to go caroling to some of our shut-ins and visit some of the nursing homes in the community. And then after that, we'll go to Angelo's and we'll eat some more because, you know, that's basically what people do this time of year. You do something fun and then you sit down for a good meal. So please sign up. It's great to have people of all ages sign up. You can do that on the big green poster board that's out there. Last announcement. This one is for our youth. Our WIG youth group, Wesley Youth Group, is going to be having a lock-in on the 21st of December. So you can get information about that. Talk to me or talk to Holly in the back. We plan to have a good time. It's going to be a lot of fun. There'll be games and some other things. There'll also be a time of worship around midnight. So for all the youth who will be out of school by then, please join us. It'll be a lot of fun. I think that's all the announcements that we need to share today. I hope I'm not wrong about... Oh, one more. Oh, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I gotcha. Finally, as you may have seen on Facebook, next week is going to be our children's program, where the Sunday school kids will be offering the children's... or leading us in our yearly children's Christmas pageant. They are going to be doing a practice at what time?
8:30 to 9:30 next Saturday.
They're going to do a practice 8:30 to 9:30 next Saturday morning. So if you've got anyone in your family who's going to be helping with that, please plan to be there. I think that's all the announcements that we have. And now the Graves family is going to lead us in our Advent candle lighting and our call to worship that's part of that. So please follow along either on the screen or in your bulletins. Thank you.
Last week, we lit the first candle of Advent, the candle of hope. For the second week in Advent, we focus on peace. In John 14:27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." Prince of Peace, reveal yourself to us today. We need peace in our lives, our homes, our families, our church, and our whole world. Help us to slow down and seek out the peace you provide, so we may become peacemakers for ourselves and others. In your name, Prince of Peace, we pray. Amen.
Number 245, the First Noel, verses 1, 2, and 3. I want to share the following prayer concerns, then we'll open it up if we have further joys and concerns. Ask your continued prayers for our sister Kay Clark. She went into the hospital a little more than a week ago. They expected just to do a simple procedure, and she ended up having some surgery, and they removed a tumor. They believe, my understanding is the prognosis is very good. They believe they got everything they need to get and that she should be able to make a full recovery, but please continue to keep her in your prayers. I'd like to ask your prayers for Sharon and Dave Six. Dave has been dealing with a few ongoing health problems. Just prayers for him as he continues to recover from a procedure. Sharon sadly lost her brother, who had been suffering from a very long-term illness. This past week, I believe she is still in Ohio this weekend at the funeral. But just continue to keep Dave and Sharon in your prayers, please, as there's a lot of things going on in their lives. Prayers for all those in our church who are going to be having procedures and other operations. I know we have several people who are getting some ongoing treatment, and some people will be having surgery this week. We raise you all in prayers. Your church is with you. And we pray for the medical people who will be helping you as well. And just let us know what we, your church family, can do. And finally, even though there's not been anything new, thank God, continued prayers for all the people who've been affected by natural disasters. You know, so often it's easy to think of the people who are affected by hurricanes and fires at the time of the event, but it's in these weeks after as people try to put their lives back together. And things are not on the front page of the newspapers, but we sometimes need to remember to keep people in prayer as they try to rebuild their lives. So I just ask you to do that for all those who have been affected by natural disasters in our country and in other countries. What other joys and concerns do we have today?